the sermon go with that. And I have no such luck. A sermon really on the first lesson on Job. We come to the end of the book of Job on Reformation Sunday, a Sunday when I do my best to lift up something of the Reformed history and tradition that is ours, to remind us what would be missed if Presbyterians were not at the table. children born to live only a few days. Job's friends know about a God who acted within their reasonable moral framework, leading them to conclude that Job had missed something of his own culpability. I simply want to absolve both Job and God in the light of Jesus Christ, leaving me with Jeb Bush, believe it or not, to say, stuff happens. At the end of the day, I must confess that I mount this pulpit and say a lot about God, the God I want God to be, speaking as one who rarely, really, actually, terrifyingly, truly hears this God who speaks from out of the whirlwind. With Job's friends in the second place, I try to fit the unknowable, menacing mystery God is into the God I can reasonably believe in. Well, Job, of course, is the third response the poet offers us to the unknowable and menacing mystery that God is. Where to begin? The poet chose to write a story about a man who was outside the covenant of Yahweh, but who nevertheless was a servant of Yahweh. There was none like him in all the earth. Pious, sincere, fearing God and hating evil. God stakes God's honor on this man, blessing him in the beginning and in the end. But oh, what havoc ensues in between. What ensues is the unknowable and menacing mystery of God's freedom, which the human mind cannot contain. The issue is whether God Job sees his God and not another in what overwhelms him. But he does not understand God in it. He does not recognize his God anymore. It almost drives him mad that he encounters God in a form that is alien to him. Not Yahweh, but Elohim and El Shaddai. Job suffers from the very faithfulness which means that God will not abandon him, nor he God. Job's response to God's unknowable and menacing mystery is in direct contrast to the response of Job's wife and his friends. Along with the skeptics, the pessimists, the scoffers, the atheists of every age, they do not know against whom they are directing their disdain and doubt and scorn and rejection. Job does. They can easily enter into a controversy with God or about the God whom they do not know as their God. Job cannot do this. He will not quit the relationship with this God, nor will he return to the God he would like God to be. And neither does Job talk about God like I do incessantly here. He speaks to God, and eventually finds himself speaking with the alien God who is crushing him. When God finally speaks, God one shall see.